It is Lost Moments Day, and recently I read a scientific article on grief and our brains. Hi there, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive, and today I'm talking about how our brains process grief. When we lose someone we love, our brains kick into survival mode. We have physical changes. Our blood pressure, our heart rate, and even our breathing becomes different. Memories are gone. Sleep. What is that? We have brain fog. Now we have to adapt to survive in the face of trauma. Thankfully, our brains do compensate for life-altering events such as loss, and new neural connections are formed. This is why our thought patterns are often disrupted. Remember all the what-if scenarios that came to you, like what if a different surgeon had done the surgery, or what if they had left the house 5 minutes later, or what if almost anything? That's natural. We want a different outcome. This is okay. We question if we had done enough. I did. Oh goodness, I had begun to see subtle differences. He was too proud to share them out loud with me. I know that now. Yearning comes into our lives. We yearn to be with them again. I still get a pain behind my breastbone when this happens. I can promise it has gotten better, though. There are so many things that happen to us. We try to understand the why. Again, this is normal. But when or if we get stuck in this loop of thoughts, grief therapy of some kind may help. I dream about my late husband, and while the dreams are often strange, they are never nightmarish. In fact, sometimes they're just filled with us being together. I know people who wish they could dream about them. All these things we go through sound like a lot, but in reality, our brains are growing to support our grief process. Sit down, breathe, have a cup of tea, and allow yourself to feel the grief. Let it wash over you. If it is truly very deep, ask for some guidance. We all go through this. I still do. And yes, I still cry at times. Again, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, high-value woman, and widow. This is my podcast, Thrive. Thank you all so much for listening, and that's a wrap.